we've heard about Sam Bennett for a long time, but Sam Bennett kind of almost seems like a Daryl Sutter type player. So do you think he gets dealt, or do you think they might be rethinking it, and maybe he's even rethinking his thoughts on playing in Calgary?
Yeah, it definitely sounds like we've been talking about a Sam Bennett trade since a few weeks since the season. I believe that's when, you know, the initial reporting came out from Sam's agent that he'd like a change of scenery, and certainly this hasn't been the first year where, you know, there's been rumblings that Sam, you know, would want out, or they were looking at moving Sam Bennett. So I guess it probably feels like we've been talking about this for a while, because we have been talking about it for a while. But I would agree that Sam Bennett's probably one of those players that has been identified as a Daryl Sutter type player. And, you know, Daryl Sutter has seemed to be a fan of what Sam Bennett brings to the table. You know, we asked Daryl Sutter about Sam, you know, just a couple of days ago now, and, you know, he likes what he sees. You know, he likes that Sam's a guy that he can move around the lineup. Sam's played all three positions all season. He's played all three positions under Daryl Sutter, from left wing, right wing. He's played center. He's been top six, bottom six, fourth line, middle six. He's kind of played everywhere. And, you know, Daryl likes that he can trust a guy like Sam to be moved around. You know, when Michael Backlund went down with an injury, Sam Bennett was easily able to step into that third line center role. And, you know, he matched up against Connor McDavid in that last game. And he actually did an okay job, all things considered. I know the Flames lost that game, but, you know, Sam's a guy, in Daryl's words, that kind of gives you everything he's got every night. And, you know, Sam's given Daryl Sutter everything that he's asked him to go and do. So, you know, his minutes have been around the same. He's playing that same versatile type role. So in terms of his actual role, it hasn't changed completely. But even though Sam has said, you know, I feel like I have a bigger role here, and, you know, looking at the actual numbers and looking at where he's played, it hasn't changed all that much. But I wonder if it's the communication that's changed and the way that Daryl is it trusting in Sam Bennett. Because if Daryl's telling us in the media this about Sam Bennett, you know, that's probably something he's telling Sam face-to-face as well. So I don't know what that means in the grand scheme of things for the trade deadline or Seattle or Sam's future in Calgary, but certainly those two do seem to have a pretty good understanding of each other and working relationship right now.
Dave Rittich is a UFA, and Markstrom signed for long term. So, you know, if Rittich wants to play, he might be thinking, hey, a move somewhere else would help him. Teams, we know Colorado definitely needs some goaltending depth behind Grubauer, and there's a few other teams. Then up front, you've got Derek Ryan, and then guys who might even, like two guys who might be easy to move because their contracts are so low, and Josh Levo, and even a banger like Brett Ritchie. I know he's played with Gaudreau and Monahan. I'm not sure that's a long-term fit, but do you think there's interest in Levo and Ritchie and Derek Ryan? Can they find a way to move him at the deadline, do you think?
Yeah, so I mean, the other day I kind of laid out some realistic deadline options for the Flames, and, you know, what I've been hearing, or what we've been hearing from some of the league's insiders, is that it's pretty quiet on the trade front for the Calgary Flames. And, you know, you always hate saying that because things can change so quickly, especially come deadline day. But, you know, they've been saying that it's pretty quiet, and, you know, there might not be that much interest in some of these guys. But I think, you know, the Flames are well out of playoff contention right now. They have about a 1% chance of making the playoffs. So I think, you know, if they can get some assets for these players, I think it would be good. I think Derek Ryan's a guy who has, you know, he's a dependable center. You know, he has a pretty high cap hit for a guy who typically plays fourth line minutes. But, you know, he could be a potential selling piece for the Flames. I think it was Elliot Friedman and Chris Johnston who actually identified the Oilers as a team who could be interested in somebody like Derek Ryan, or Luke Glendening, who is, you know, I believe he's much cheaper than Derek Ryan, but a good, you know, center option. I think a guy like Josh Levo, you know, he has that really low cap hit. I don't think he's really done enough to drive his value up this season. You know, he was in and out of the lineup for a while. He only has a handful of goals, but and he's a guy who had over a year between games due to a pretty serious injury. So I don't know how much value there is in a guy like Josh Levo right now. Brett Ritchie could be something that someone could, you know, knock on the door about, because he brings that physical element. He's, you know, good on the forecheck. He can just bring that wherever you kind of want to place him. I don't think a lot of Flames fans loved him on the line with Johnny and Monty, but, you know, he kind of brought what Daryl was wanting, and that was a little bit of jam to that line that Johnny and Monty don't always have when they're together on the ice. One player that I did kind of circle as somebody who could be interesting at the deadline is Joakim Nordstrom. You know, and I've kind of contradicted myself and gone back and forth on this, because in a previous story, I kind of said, you know, this is kind of a, you know, I don't know how much value there's going to be, you know, what would be the point? I don't know what you're going to kind of get for this, but, you know, he only has one goal and an assist, but, you know, he's never been a big point producer. He's a guy who can, you know, go in, he can play a role, he can penalty kill. He, not to sound cliche, but he has, you know, quite a bit of playoff experience. I think it's just under 50 games in the playoffs, including a trip to the Cup final with the Bruins. So he could be something, and he's very cheap as well, $700,000 cap hit. So he's another option that's a pending UFA that could be a rental for a team who just needs a really cheap role player with playoff experience. But, you know, I think Dave has the most value of any of the UFAs. But, you know, other than that, I don't know how much the Flames can realistically get for some of these players when we've already seen what the market's been for different rentals.
Yeah, Travis Ajak was basically a fourth rounder, right? So you're not going to get a whole bunch, but you know, any type of extra picks, a lot of, you never know, you can find. Hey, Johnny Gaudreau is a fourth round pick, right? So you never know what happened. Now, speaking of Gaudreau and Monahan, now I was digging in on Monahan the other day, and just up until I think last week, he had more goals than Nathan MacKinnon. He's not Nathan MacKinnon, but I'm just like, he's been a really productive goal scorer every year of his career. It's not happening this year. Yep. And I've seen, like, his chances still seem to be there. He's just not finishing. And he just looks like a guy who's in one of those seasons where he doesn't have any confidence. And right now, the goalies probably look like a brick wall to him. Do you see the Flames making a big off-season move with some of their top personnel?
Yeah, well, where Sean Monahan's kind of concerned, he had a bit of a down year last year, too. I mean, 22 goals is certainly, you know, it's nothing to say, like, to sniff at it. It's still solid point totals. But, you know, before that, you know, I think he three times in the five seasons previous to last year, he hit 30 goals. In the other 2 years, he hit 27. So, you know, he was a pretty consistent 27 to 35-ish goal scorer for five straight years. So certainly there was a lot of consistency with his goal scoring ability. And he's been that main kind of point man for Johnny Gaudreau, who, you know, as most people know, has, you know, really great vision, great hands, great playmaking ability. But yeah, it's just the opportunities have been there. Like, Johnny's, you know, was still making great plays, as he was last season too, even though Johnny had a down statistical year. But when you go back and watch the tape, you know, Sean's missing those opportunities. His 5-on-5 shooting percentage was down last season, and his overall shooting percentage this year is only 8%. And that's compared to, you know, 16%, 15%, and 14% that it's been in the past. So it's definitely been a down year for a guy like Sean Monahan. Personally, I think it's been about 7 years that this core has been together. And, you know, I'm not on the trade Johnny Gaudreau hype train. Like, I think Johnny is a great player, but I do think that the Flames probably need to take a serious look at the core of this team and figure out who they're going to be able to win with. And I think that's part of the reason why Daryl Sutter was brought in. You know, they needed to make a change. They needed a shakeup because they weren't playing well. And, you know, obviously it didn't right the ship. But I think what Daryl does is, you know, it has a guy in the room on the ice who's going to be able to do a complete audit and potentially figure out once and for all, like, what's wrong with the core of this team? Why can't the Flames get it done? And who are the players that they can get it done with? And who are the ones that we probably need to say goodbye to? So, you know, I don't know which players those are definitively, but I do think that this is going to be the time to make a shakeup, because, you know, everyone has an expiration date, and they've been given plenty of shots to make this work, and, you know, it just hasn't. They haven't won a playoff series in almost 6 years now, 2014-15, and they've missed the playoffs twice since then, and they've been out in the first round the other three times. I just don't think that's good enough for a group that's been, you know, the nucleus of the team has been largely untouched since then.
And last, do you think Brad Treliving is the GM opening day next season?
Yeah, that's such a tough one, and that's such a hot button topic here in Calgary. And, you know, I think you can, it's fair to consider, you know, when you look at the core and you say, okay, well, you know, I just said that they have an expiry day, and Brad's been there the entire time too. And I genuinely don't know. This is why I don't bet. You will never see me putting money on things. I can't make decisions like that. I think it's a fair question. I genuinely do not know the answer to right now. I think this is, you know, we're kind of right in the middle of it right now. And I'm sure if you asked a lot of fans, a lot of them would say, no, I don't think so. I recently did do a fan survey with our subscribers. We got around 1,100 responses from subscribers to The Athletic Calgary, which obviously that doesn't make up the entirety of Flames fans, but it gave me a decent temperature of what fans were feeling. And, you know, surprisingly, most of the fans said that either yes or maybe that Brad Treliving should be back next year. So, which was actually surprising to me given how loud and negative fans can be on social media when it comes to Brad Treliving's tenure with the team. You know, I think that it's something that I'm personally, and, you know, I think a lot of us will have to look at after the season to really do the kind of audit or autopsy on what went wrong this year and years previous and if he should be back next year. I don't know if, I don't, you know, yeah, it's such a tough one. I'm so sorry. Like, I genuinely don't know, you know, how to say one way or the other right now.
Well, it should be an interesting 72 hours, I guess, less than 72 hours now for the Calgary Flames. I would expect some moves out of them. I'm not sure if there'll be big ones, but the big moves may be coming in the offseason. Haley, I appreciate your stuff. Enjoy your reporting on the Flames. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much.